independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, there are some jobs. I hate to have to be the one to say this. There are some jobs that, and I'm speaking generally, of course, before anybody gets their proverbial panties in a bunch. There are some jobs that women can't do, and there are some jobs that men can't do. You wouldn't want, and they've tried to do this, and there have been lawsuits and everything, you wouldn't want a guy working at Hooters, even though there have been lawsuits about that. There was a strip club in Florida not too long ago that was looking for a bartender. It's a strip club. They wanted to hire a woman. And guys got all bent out of shape. Well, I could pour drinks too. Yeah, but you know what? You know why they don't hire men as bartenders in strip clubs? Because they wouldn't do their job. They would look and try to handle, said merchandise. That's why they don't do that. You know, conversely, there are, and again, generally speaking, there are a lot of heavy lifting jobs and things like that that women generally can't do. So I don't see any problem with putting up an ad specifically for a man or specifically for a woman. For instance, let's say I was looking for a babysitter for my kids. And my kids are older now. I got a 17-year-old and a 9-year-old. Back in the day when they were younger and my wife and I'd want to go out for date night, something like that, if we were looking for a babysitter, if there was a guy, no thank you. Get your smelly, hairy personality out of here. If there was a woman or a girl who, hey, yeah, I'll babysit and I do this and all this kind of stuff, then yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be more on board with that sort of thing. So there are, you know, basically it's a form of discrimination, but in my mind, in some cases, most cases, these are forms of discrimination that are okay. This comes about because this happened in Fort Myers, Florida. A now hiring sign for a part-time cleaning position was put up in the Edison Mall in Fort Myers. But women need not apply. It's only for men. Apparently involves a lot of heavy lifting and the like, and they just thought it would be easier for a man to do it. One male shopper said gender shouldn't matter, making fully certain that he was in hearing age of his girlfriend. According to Renee Hegedus, said, it doesn't impress me at all. The fact that it's men only is kind of sketchy. According to Sophia Portillo. Why is it sketchy? Why is it sketchy to acknowledge the obvious? Why is that sketchy? Years ago, when I was in college, I worked in an amusement park. I worked in an amusement park in the portion of the park we were behind the scenes, and we collected all the money for the amusement park, right? Every dime that came into the amusement park, went through my department, and we counted it all. We had those cool coin counting machines that spun around, loud as hell, but they spun around and counted all the money. You didn't have to do anything. We had the little bill counters that you did and all that kind of stuff. It was super terrific. And for the most part, you know, they hired a bunch of college-age guys. They hired a bunch of college-age girls. For the most part, there wasn't a job in there that a guy or a girl couldn't do. But during the summer, during the peak period of this amusement park, every day, few people had to come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, go into this massive arcade, video arcade, skee ball, the whole nine yards that they had, dump every quarter out of every machine, pick it up, carry it over to an electric cart, like a golf cart, drive it back to the money counter, we call it the bank, take it off, big metal buckets full of coins, take it off of the electric cart, dump it into the coin sorter, then pick up the money that had been counted, dump it into the wrapper, they call it, because they would roll the coins in the paper, and dump it into there. And it was hard, heavy lifting, back-breaking, intensive work. And there was never a girl on that because none of the girls there could physically do it. If they tried, they'd run out of gas. It was pointless to have them around. That's not sexist. It's just biology. And again, we're speaking from a general point of view here, but what is wrong with advertising for a job that is just for a man or just for a woman? If I've done this job, this particular job is for a cleaning company. And again, they know that there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting, because it's for cleaning things, probably at the mall when everything's shut down, the big, cleaning machines, the gigantic waxers and the lifting of the trash, dragging it all over the place and taking it around there. What is wrong with looking at somebody who's been doing a job for God knows how long? I don't know how long this place has been in business. Let's just assume 20, 30 years. And again, throwing that out there. But they've been doing it for an extended period of time, and they know what that job is going to take. They know what that job is going to take, and they know the physical limitations. And they just decide to say, hey, we're just going to hire a man because we're not going to waste our time. We're a small company. We don't have that much time. We don't make that much money, and it's going to be a waste of time. We want to hire somebody now. What's wrong with that? The same way, by the way, is that you don't see a guy walking around in Hooters in a pair of orange shorts and a tank top with hair oozing out the top of the tank top, coming out underneath the armpits, walking up to a table and saying, hey, what can I get you boys today? That kind of stuff. You don't want to see that. There's an expectation there. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, I realize it's a fine line. I realize it's a fine line to draw because there are going to be some jobs in this cleaning company that a woman can do. And I think what you have to, instead of looking at each individual job posting, you have to look at the overall situation within the company. Do they hire no women? Because if they hire no women in a cleaning company, I have a hard time believing that there's no job that a woman could do or couldn't do. You know, there's absolutely no job that a woman couldn't do. All right, there has to be something that they could do there at some point in time. But there's nothing but men in there. Then maybe you've got a case. But if they're hiring for a specific job, I don't see a problem with it. I'm tired of this level of hypersensitivity that we have. A woman can do anything a man could do. Within reason, sure. Absolutely. My wife is infinitely smarter than I am. Infinitely. I drool on myself. And she has to say, hey, dummy, you want to wipe that? Oh, you're pretty. You smell like flowers. That's me when I'm with my wife. All right? But if it came out to going out and lifting a bunch of heavy things and putting them on a top rack or carrying around heavy equipment all over the place, then obviously she's not going to be able to do that job as well as I am. Even though, like I said, she is infinitely smarter than me. I have no problem saying that. I'm a man of the decade. I'm a millennial type guy. Not a millennial. But still. And I get that, and I'm okay with that. But this idea that we have to force businesses to waste their time. I'm hiring for Hooters or whatever. You know, I'm hiring cocktail waitresses. And I've got to spend, hours out of my day interviewing guys that I know I'm not going to hire. Just so that everybody will feel good about themselves and how they're all super special and we're all equal. We're not. And the same token for a girl. Okay, this but you're going to have to lift this machine, which is over 150 pounds. And yes, I'm speaking generally, all right? You know, there's plenty of women out there who, if I got out of line with them, they could knock me on my wallet, and that would be fine. Okay, I get that. I understand. Thank you. The very thought emasculates me, but that's okay. I'm comfortable with it. But still, you got a job that's going to require doing that, and you know you're not going to be able to hire a woman. Why do we waste our time? And I want to know if you think there's anything wrong with advertising a job specifically for a man or a woman, too. This job particular. See, the only reason this gets anger, the only reason people get start uprising about this is because it says men only and women are aghast and get offended. Oh, women could do anything men could do. I don't know why this happened, blah, blah, blah. But again, same old example. You use the Hooters guy. They ain't going to hire the guy. And you don't see the women picketing outside for that. You don't see anybody getting all bent out of shape for that. Going to a strip club, a gentleman's club. You know, hiring men to dancers. You know why? Obviously. You don't see anybody picketing outside or crying into their Cheerios because of that, do you? No. You know why? Because it would be stupid. That's why. And we need to stop being stupid so that we can deal with somebody else's hypersensitivity, because that's all this is. All right? I hate to have to be the one to point this out. There are some things that men can't do that women can do. There are some things that men can do that women can't do. This is general, but if you are the one running the business and you know what's wrong with going after what you need and not wasting your time, give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name's Casey Bartholomew, and I'm sitting in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, we are taking your phone calls about whether or not it's so bad for a business to have a job and post that they want to hire a man or a woman rather than just leaving it vague. Because there's an issue in Fort Myers, Florida. At the Edison Mall out there is a company called Blue Chip 2000. It's a commercial cleaning company that is contracted by the mall. They posted a sign for somebody for a part-time cleaning position, and they said very clearly they're looking for a man. Basically, women need not apply. There's probably heavy lifting involved, those big machines where you have to do the chemicals and pick everything up and carry it all out and dump heavy bales of water because of the type of machine, all this kind of stuff. And the company knows that they would be, now they have plenty of women that work for the company too, but they know this particular job would be better suited for a man. And since I'm a radio talk show host, which requires no heavy lifting at all, and they're a cleaning company, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt that they know what they're going to need for that job. And is it so bad that they advertise for a man, knowing that they're going to need a man, knowing that they're going to be wasting their time if they interview a bunch of women, and just let them hire who they want to hire? Something, you know, generally, it's okay. Generally, women can do what men can do if it's a mental job, something like that. But if it's physical, I mean, let's be honest here. And again, the example we keep giving is Hooters. I wouldn't expect Hooters to hire a guy, ever. And I wouldn't go to that Hooters if they did because, ew. But I want to know if you have a problem with this. 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How are you doing?
Hey, Casey, how you doing?
Good, man.
All right, great, man. Well, you know, you bring up a really good talking point here.
I'm a professional.
I work for the Florida Department. Yes, sir. Very professional.
Hey.
I work for you got me. I work for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. I'm a sergeant in the DOC.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, you've been having a lot of Jacksonville callers.
Yes.
So anyways, in the prison system, you know, if you have an all male institution, you can't have women walking on the quads, as we call them in the Department of Corrections.
Why not, Steve? They can do anything men can do.
Yeah, you know, that old EOE deal, yeah, that garbage. But no,
yeah.
Seriously.
No.
Seriously, brother. I mean, you can't, but it also goes vice versa. You know, if it's an all-female institution, you can't have males running the quads. You have to have females running the quads.
Right.
So, you know, it works out in both ways. But the way that, I mean, your example for Hooters, I mean, good Lord Almighty. I mean, would I want to go to Hooters when there's a man that's actually being my waiter when
yeah.
I'm actually there?
I'm going to Hooters the same way, okay? Look, believe it or not, Hooters actually serves pretty good food. And it's a great sports bar and all sorts of things. Now, if you go in there, I'm going to expect to be waited on by an attractive young woman who's going to flirt at me and smile at me and make me think I have a shot when I know that in the real world, there's no chance in hell she's trying to increase her tip. But I don't care. I'm comfortable with that. That's what I want. I don't want some guy to come over and smile at me because he's trying to increase his tip. That's not what I want.
I agree.
And if I'm running a cleaning company and I'm the one who runs the cleaning company and I have women working for me, which this place does, and I know this particular job is going to require a certain skill set, physicality, what have you, that's going to be more conducive to hiring a man, why shouldn't I be able to hire a guy? And why shouldn't I be able to advertise that I want to hire a guy? Because let's be honest. And Steve, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Let's be honest. We'll jump through whatever hoops you want to jump through. We'll put whatever in the ad that you want us to put in. And we'll sit there and we'll conduct all the interviews that you want us to conduct with both men and women. But this is my company. I know what the job entails. When all is said and done, when we've gone through all these ridiculous interviews, I'm going to hire a guy anyway. Because I know what the job entails. Why don't we stop with all the little games and just get to the point to where I can do my business and get on with my business as quickly as possible. And then you can get on with your life and looking for a job that you might actually have a shot at because I'm not going to hire you anyway. All right, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. I'm Casey Bartholomew sitting in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, New Jersey is set to become the third state to raise its smoking age to 21 after Republican Governor Chris Christie signed a bill on Friday. It hikes the minimum age to buy tobacco products from 19 to 21. Which is hypocritical at best. He says, we are giving young people more time to develop a maturity and better understanding of how dangerous smoking can be and that it is better to not start smoking in the first place. Christie said this in a statement. My mother died from the effects of smoking, and no one should lose their life due to any addictive substance. So you can vote at 18. You can go kill people at 18. You cannot buy a cigarette in the state of New Jersey at the age of 18. Hawaii and California are the other two states that have done this so far, that have gone forward and done it. Others are trying, so they want to raise the smoking age to 21. There's a flaw in this. There's a flaw in this that they don't talk to you about because it doesn't necessarily fit into the narrative. Well, one of them is they know it's stupid. I mean, 13-year-olds get cigarettes, for God's sake. And by the way, the New Jersey law also applies to the vape shops, that kind of stuff, where it's, just not the actual lit-up cigarettes, the electric cigarette and the like. It also applies to that. But everybody is still going to get their hands on them. And the dirty little secret that they never talk about when it comes to all these restrictions that they won't put on smoking, all these different things, because the children need to have time to have the choice. The children need to have time to make that decision. Not only does the government want you to smoke, they want you to light your next cigarette off your current cigarette, and your cigarette after that off of that cigarette. They would like to find a way to fix it so that you are never without a cigarette, or in the case of New Jersey, an e-cigarette at any point in your life. They would love it. They won't say this, but they would love it if all the children in the world witnessed all their parents smoking cigarettes and smiling and laughing, so that the children would believe that smoking is a fun, happy thing to go doing. That is what the government wants, because they keep taxing cigarettes and they keep earmarking that money from the cigarette tax for certain things. Usually it's education. Sometimes it's infrastructure for the roads. The roads, by the way, that most communities should have already been taken care of, but they didn't. So now they have to tax cigarette taxes and the like, and go forward off that. They would love it if everybody in the country smoked, so that they could get more their hands on more tax revenue to do more things with. So if you ever see any politician anywhere in this country suggesting to you that, you know what, we need less people to smoke. We need less people to smoke because people are dying of cigarette smoke. So we need less people to smoke. Just know what they're really saying is, light them up. You smoke. The government would hand cigarettes to children if they thought it would make them, if they thought that they would smoke and they could do it in such a way that it would make them look good. They would absolutely, positively make them look good. Because that's all it's about. It's about the tax revenue. So when you see this stuff, it's nice. It's cute. It's adorable. But it's not going to do anything, because the government wants you to smoke. In fact, I would even go so far as to say this. Not only does the government want you to smoke, and this may not be true of the federal government, but of the state governments and the local cities. I know in Philadelphia, they were having a horrible funding issue for their schools because they're run by criminals, the city and the schools. So they had to come up with another revenue stream to fund the schools because nobody could find the money that was already supposed to be going to educate the children in the schools. So in the city of Philadelphia, they instituted a cigarette tax. Because they want you to smoke. They have plans for that money. Neither here nor there. Now, according to Christie, a reduction in smoking-related health problems would also ease the strain on the state's health care system. Uh-huh. But by all means, please smoke more. And by the way, they went after the vapors, the e-cigarettes, because we still don't know if those are going to be hard on anybody. We still don't know if those are going to cause any problems. But on the outside chance they don't, we want to make sure that there's a tax in place. We want to make sure that there's a penalty in place so we can get as much money off of that, too. Now, New York City in 2013 raised its smoking age to 21, making it the largest of the cadre of local jurisdictions to raise the standard. Raise the smoking age to 21 and e-cigs, according to pediatricians. Hawaii in 2015 became the first state to do so. California followed suit a year later. A bill that raises the minimum age to 21 to purchase tobacco products in Oregon is awaiting the signature from the governor, a Democrat. Raising the minimum age to 21 nationwide, according to guesstimates, would result in almost 250,000 fewer premature deaths and 45,000 fewer lung cancer deaths among people born between 2000 and 2019. It's according to a 2015 study by the National Institute of Medicine. It's a study. Again, these are guesstimates, because I don't know. I don't have any idea. Raising the minimum age to 21 would do this. New Jersey's new law applies to e-cigarettes as well as a conventional tobacco products and triggers fines against anyone who sells, gives, or offers such products to someone younger than 21. It goes into effect on November 1st. This also isn't going to work because people are going to be able to get their hands on cigarettes. Didn't work with kids when I was growing up. I've never smoked because it smells bad. I don't want to do that. I don't like the smell of cigarette smoke, so I never smoked even when I was a kid. I never did it. But I never saw a kid who had a hard time getting his hands on cigarettes. Everybody's got an older brother. Everybody has parents. If they were really, truly serious, if they were really, truly serious about how evil cigarettes are, and I realize what I'm about to say is ridiculous, but if they were really, truly serious about it and how much it kills people and that sort of thing, they would make cigarettes illegal. They don't. And the reason they don't, and I'm not suggesting they do that, by the way, because I've seen all the movies. I've read all the newspaper stories. I've seen books and read them on Prohibition, and we all know what an epic failure that was. So they'll never do that. But if it was really all that bad, then they would make them illegal. But they're never going to do that. But that's not the main reason they won't do it. The main reason they won't do it is because they need the money. They count on the money. The money is earmarked for things. The money is earmarked for education. So if they want their education system, in many cases, not all, but in many cases, to be funded, they need people to buy cigarettes. Their infrastructure depends on the tax revenue coming in from cigarettes. So if you don't want potholes in your roads, you need people to smoke cigarettes. You want to do bigger infrastructure projects? Guess what you got to do? You got to figure out a way to deceptively or somehow backhandedly get people to smoke more cigarettes. That's what it comes down to. It's not brain surgery. It's not complicated. So what I want to know from you is if you think nationwide, given that it would save all these lives, 250,000 fewer premature deaths, 45,000 fewer lung cancer deaths. Oh, my God. It's like a Holocaust. Do you think we should raise the smoking age, the minimum smoking age, to 21 nationwide? Because it will save lives. 250,000 of them. It will stop lung cancer. 45,000 fewer cases. My God, how can we not? And again, given those statistics, you have to wonder why they even make it legal. Of course, the reason being, again, they need the money. But do you want the smoking age, the minimum smoking age, to be raised to 21? 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Because they need the money. And again, you keep falling back on that argument, which is always there. Always. Happens with alcohol consumption as well. I can go fight for my country at 18, but I can't smoke a cigarette. I can't have a beer at 18. The heck? I can vote for the President of the United States. I can literally walk into a tiny box and cast my vote for the most powerful human being on the planet. But I can't smoke a cigarette or have a scotch. How do those two things gel? For many people, they don't. But again, this is all just smoke and mirrors. Also, New Jersey has a... it's easy to make these kind of laws. It's painless to make these kinds of laws in New Jersey for Governor Christie because New Jersey's what's known as a commuter state. It's a very small state. Most of the population can get into another state, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, at the drop of a hat. And if cigarettes become too expensive there, they'll just drive across the border and get cigarettes. Also, in this day and age, order cigarettes. Not supposed to. Call your buddy in a place with cheap taxes. Say, hey, I'm going to send you, $50. Send me as many cigarettes as you can. They'll put it in a box. They'll send it to you. Odds are if you get caught, you get in trouble. But odds are pretty good you're not going to get caught. So again, these are safe laws to pass that make politicians, look what I'm doing, I'm fighting for you, when in fact they're doing nothing. When in fact they're doing nothing, and again, you can watch all these happy face laws going on out there all you want. The reality of the situation is that the government, state, local, and in some cases probably federal, want you to smoke until you get that ashen color in your face. And anytime you kiss your significant other, it tastes like they're sloshing their tongue around in a ashtray somewhere. That's what they want you to do because they need the money. So should the minimum smoking age be raised to 21? They're doing it in New Jersey. New Jersey becomes the third state to do it. And it looks like a movement that's going to push its way across the country. 844-344-2423 is the number here. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name's Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. This is a ridiculous story I wanted to share with you. A Long Beach, California man has sued the California State Lottery Commission, alleging he was wrongfully denied a $5 million scratchers ticket prize because his 16-year-old son bought the winning ticket. Now, 16-year-olds aren't allowed to play the lottery. Talking about age restrictions this half hour. 16-year-olds aren't allowed to play the lottery. So you have to be 18 to play the lottery. You got to be 18 to buy the ticket, the whole nine yards. Ward Thomas's Los Angeles Superior Court lawsuit alleges failure to discharge a mandatory duty, breach of contract, negligence, and both intentional and negligent representation. The suit seeks unspecified damages. By the way, when they're looking for unspecified damages, they want you to fill a tractor trailer up with hundreds and back it into their yard. That's what they're looking for whenever you see unspecified damages. So he not only wants the $5 million that he's not entitled to, he wants more. Thomas says his son bought five scratcher tickets at a mobile station on October 16th by exchanging other winning tickets. One of the five was a winning ticket with a $5 million prize. Thomas validated the ticket at a 7-Eleven store. What? 7-Eleven said it was okay. That's kind of how I live my life, by the way. I sit back and I think, what would the clerk at 7-Eleven do? And whatever I think they would do, that's what I go ahead and do. But he had it validated that same day, then validated it again the next day at the lottery office in Santa Ana, California. However, on December 5th, the lottery commission told Thomas that his award was being denied because his son was a minor and therefore was not legally able to play the lottery. Bought the ticket. Shouldn't have bought the ticket. The complaint does not state how the commission knew Thomas's son bought the tickets, but as he doesn't deny it, by the way. So that point is kind of moot. However they found out, they found out, so that's kind of irrelevant. But it doesn't say how the commission knew they bought the tickets and that the purchaser was under the age of 18. No one at the gas station, which is also a defendant, told Thomas's son that he was too young to buy the lottery tickets. Says it all over the place. Born and raised in California. Says it all over the place. We all knew we weren't old enough to play the lottery. You got to be 18 to play the lottery. Even the commercials in most states, you must be 18 to play. You must be 18 to play. He's not 18. Not 18 at all. Now, the suit further alleges the commission failed to enforce its own rules in the operation of the lottery and that the commission engaged in false advertising by not publicizing that lottery ticket buyers had to be at least 18 years old. Again, everybody knows that. It's one of those things. It's gambling. Everybody knows that you have to be able to be 18 to do that. Everybody knows you have to be 18 to buy lottery tickets. It's sort of one of those common knowledge things, in my opinion. So now this guy is only mad. I bet he wouldn't be filing lawsuits if it was $20, but it's $5 million. He's trying to figure out a way to get his $5 million. There was an easy way to get the $5 million. Want to know what it is? I'll tell you. Don't have your minor son Don't have your underage son buy your lottery tickets. Heck, it says on the tickets. Must be 18. Every lottery ticket I've ever bought, every commercial I've ever seen for any lottery. True, I'll be honest here. Haven't lived in California for a while, so it's been a long time since I've seen a commercial for the California lottery. I visit quite a bit, but I don't watch a lot of TV when I'm there. But every lottery commercial that I've ever seen says must be 18 to play. Must be 18 to play. So it's not a secret. And he just wants his $5 million. And the sad part is he ain't going to get it. He's hoping for his $5 million and more. Either that, hoping for a settlement. And there is no way this guy gets any money. This is just, and when you put yourself out there like this to file lawsuits for things like this, you really put yourself out there to kind of be, exposed as a moron or pathetic, in my personal opinion. But again, that's just me. What do I know? 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. I'm Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.